floods of sorrow over me. It's hard sometimes, and life hits hard, and before you know it, sorrow rolls in like a flood. It feels like things are going fine one moment, and the next you feel like you're going to go under. But here's the good news. God stands firm in those moments, a rock you can grab onto when everything else crumbles. Let's walk through what that looks like in real, everyday ways, keeping it simple and straight from the heart. You can get hurt after losing someone close, after dreams go wrong, or even when the world just feels too heavy for too long. It's cold and strong, and you wonder if you'll ever catch your breath again. Yet the Bible shows us over and over that God doesn't leave us alone in the water. He goes right into the flood with us. Remember those old stories where the water rose high, but God made it through? Rather than stopping the waves right away, He gives us something solid to stand on while they roll by. One big comfort comes from knowing God sees everything. He doesn't stand far away watching. He gets close. When your sorrow gets too much, you can talk to Him like a friend who really listens. No fancy words needed. Just honest talk. He answers back in quiet ways, through a verse that comes up at just the right time, or a kind word from someone, or just a peace that settles in when you stop and pray. When God is the rock, He stays the same, no matter what happens. It's okay to lean on Him no matter what. Waves change, tides shift, but the rock doesn't move. You can lean on Him for all your strength and feel it without falling apart. Grief has its own timing. Some days the sadness sits heavy, other days it eases a bit. Both are okay. The rock holds you up no matter what. Keep small habits going when a flood comes. Read about how Jesus wept with His friends because He cared so much. It's great to see God understands deep sorrow. Just remember the Psalms where writers poured out their pains and still praised God. Those words feel real because they are. They let you say the hard things and then turn toward hope. Here too, community matters. You don't need to face the waves alone. Reach out to people who care, who will sit with you in the mess without trying to fix it right away. Sometimes just being together reminds you that God works through others to hold you up. When the water rises, these anchors become little anchors. Share a meal, take a walk, call a friend. Trusting that the flood won't have the last word when you're grieving is also part of faith during grief. God turns sorrow into something new over time, not erasing the loss, but weaving it into something that shows His strength. You end up knowing Him deeper, holding on tighter, and maybe even helping others when their own waves hit. One day at a time, one prayer at a time. Even though the waves seem endless, the rock underneath is stronger. God invites you to stand on Him, to rest against His steadiness until the waters calm. It's worked for countless people before, so it'll work for you too.